You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Second date update.
We've read some articles lately where more and more people are getting offline and trying to meet people IRL.
Ugh, I'm glad you added line to the end of that sentence.
Out in the real world trying to find people to date. But question is, like, where do you go? Because Jose's already locked down all the Taco Bells and free clinics in his area.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
So what's left for the rest of us dudes? Well, one of our listeners says he figured out the untapped hotspot where no guys are going yet, but high-quality women are all around him.
Uh-oh.
Hey, so let's find out where this is. Well, welcome to the show. Scott, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Why do I have a feeling, Scott, that the women don't want you wherever you're going?
Oh, wow.
I mean, if it's all women, it's usually like meant to be that way.
No, I'm imagining he's in a bed with like 10 women surrounding him right now, models.
Don't make fun of me until you hear what I have to say.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
I'll hear you out.
We do reserve the right to make fun of you.
Yeah.
Where do you go to find single available women?
Okay, where I go, my secret, I go to tea shops.
Tea shops.
The beverage tea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
those are women dominated. I don't know that I've been in a tea shop.
Are there also women like your age or like old women?
Yeah. No. Tea shops are like the thing right now. It's really trendy. Like a lot of young people are at tea shops.
Okay.
I want to go to one.
Sounds kind of health forward too.
Yeah,
sure. Where are you picking up your loose leaf, huh? Is that what you're doing?
Is that what the kids say?
Right? Yeah. I'm just trying to get in on the trends.
I'm fine with men in there, just not broke. Tea shop.
So how does this work, picking up girls at the tea shop?
All right. Well, I have a bit of a system.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you do?
So I go to a tea shop. I go after work in like the, late afternoon.
Okay.
I take out a little notebook and I just sit down kind of in the middle area, like sort of in a big open neutral area.
Okay.
So you're sitting clearly in plain sight of everybody. That's your plan?
Yeah. And basically you make yourself visible.
Okay.
And you've got your notebook out, so like, oh, what's he working on? Women just get curious.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, so you look uninterested in them.
You're uninterested in them, and you're smart. You're writing. That alone. They're like, this guy's brilliant. He knows how to write.
He's just signing his name over and over again in the book.
But they don't know. Yeah. They don't see the bug.
Does that work for you a lot, Scott?
Yeah, I usually just sort of say I'm a part-time writer for a magazine. I'm not.
Oh, you lie.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Why do you lie? Right, why don't you just say you're...
Well, do you see how Alexis perked up when she said magazine?
Well, I want to be featured in the magazine. That's why.
There's something to it.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Do they ever ask you what magazine you write for?
Yeah, usually I'm just like, it's like a poetry magazine. Or I like say, I say something that they wouldn't know, probably.
I see.
A poetry magazine? No, that's like romantic? You just get better and better.
Yeah,
you're clearly trying to disarm these women.
Yeah, I don't know about the lie, but the rest of it sounds okay to me.
Would you believe him? No.
How many times has this worked that you've actually met someone this way?
It's worked in terms of, an icebreaker, but there's only been one time where I've like really gotten stuck on somebody that I like really liked.
Oh. And
hopefully that's the one that we're calling today.
Yeah. Her name's Kinzak.
Kinzak.
Kinzak. Okay.
I like it.
They couldn't decide between Kendall and Zach. So
yeah.
Kenzie, maybe, you know, thrown in there also.
Oh, okay.
How did you and Kinzak come to be?
Well, you know, she was by herself there. I was by myself there. And one of my things that I do is I ask when I order tea for extra lemon slices.
Okay.
So in case someone doesn't have a lemon slice, I can offer them one.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I've ever heard a guy say, hey, do you need some extra lemon slices? I've got some for you.
But I've never been to a tea shop, see?
That's
we don't
true.
Know. It's probably a...
Is that what you use on Kinzak?
Yeah, no, I absolutely offered her a lemon slice, and that's what started the talking, yeah.
Oh. I mean, think if you're in a bar with a vodka soda and someone offers you lime, you're all about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing.
It's true. Yeah.
Alexis tried so hard to relate.
But it's weird if a guy like pulls a lime out of his pocket and gives it to you.
No, not when the vodka soda's bad.
Okay. You've got Alexis's check of approval. So she took your lemon slice, and then you two were on the path to love.
Aww.
Yeah, we talked for, God, I don't know, like 20, 30 minutes, like longer than like strangers at a tea shop normally would talk like it felt like a date.
Okay.
So this is, you didn't go out again after this.
Well, here's the thing. I said, hey, let's hang out again sometime.
Uh-huh.
But I got to run. I have a deadline. It's good to tell people you have a deadline. It makes you seem important.
Okay.
See, he's smart.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not your first rodeo. Okay.
And then we exchanged numbers, and we hung out one time after that at a different tea place.
Oh, you did tea again.
Yeah. We went out one more time, but it's like, kind of didn't count because it was really short.
Oh.
Like how short?
How short are we talking?
Like within 10 minutes, like she got a text and said it was an emergency and she had to leave.
Oh,
and that's the last I've heard of her.
Oh, that's hardly anything. What can you even accomplish in that time?
Maybe when she first met you, she was tea drunk and she had those tea goggles on.
What?
Didn't know what you really looked like.
What are you even talking about?
What tea do you drink?
Seriously.
Oh, man.
Well, I am open to all possibilities here.
See?
Okay.
Yeah. Even
throw
if you're
down
not
on some oolong, all right? No.
No.
You're just adding more words that the editors are going to have to cut out of this before we send it out to the air.
No one's going to hear any of this.
No, don't.
If you do not end this by saying we're going to get the tea next, I'm done. I'm leaving.
Oh, man.
That might be for the best.
Yeah, it might be good if you leave for a while and don't come back. But sorry, Scott. Back to you. How long has it been since that last date happened, that 10-minute date?
Like 2 weeks.
No.
Oh, and she's not talking
there's been,
to you?
Yeah, no follow-up?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Do you believe in the emergency, or do you think it's as real as your magazine writing?
Yeah. Your job.
Yeah, I want to believe it. You know, maybe, like, she had a real emergency. Like, someone passed away, and she's just been dealing with that and, like, doesn't have time for me. Like,
that's true.
If that's what it is, I want to know that. So, like, I can be there for her if I need to be, but also it can, like, ease my stress about it.
All right. Okay. That's sweet. Sweet tea.
Oh, God,
Brian.
No.
There it is. Okay, sorry to end it on a sad note, but we're going to bring it back up. Do your second date update with Kinzak right after this.
Second date update.
I was looking for music to play for a tea house. And
I'm sure we could find something.
This feels good.
This is what I came up with.
No? Old, like, Chinese, ancient music.
No, I think this is an old English tea.
Oh, an English tea? Oh, yeah. Most tea shops are Asian.
I had this labeled as coffee house in the system.
Which is different than a
coffee house. Are you sure you didn't label it nap time? I am just...
I know.
This is like a...
It's a sleepy piano.
Yeah, turn
like
it up. And
it's not good enough. I know that. But this tea movement is just so far ahead of us. We're late to the game.
Yeah,
because
we don't know.
One of our listeners, Scott, said that's how he meets women lately. He goes out to tea shops, posts up right in the middle with a notebook out, and tells the ladies that he's a writer for some fancy poetry magazine.
Yeah. Oh. Which nobody questions because nobody can actually name a poetry magazine.
Yeah, no.
Right?
It just makes him sound sophisticated and deep.
You ever heard of Poetry Magazine?
That's how he met a woman named Kinzak recently. Ended up turning that into a second tea time hangout.
Uh-huh.
Second one ended kind of quickly, though.
Yeah,
so hopefully we can get Kinzak back on the phone and get this partee started.
Oh,
the
right now you're doing it, too.
That was my one.
Oh, come on. You said tea time already, and that was kind of cute.
But that was like literally talking about tea time.
I was literally sitting down with tea. So, Scott, we've got all our jokes out of the way. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. Feeling pretty good.
Okay. Are you going to have your pinky up when you make this call?
I'm going to be as classy as I can be. I'll tell you that.
Okay. All right. Okay, be classy, but don't be chai.
Okay. That was good. Can I ask real quick, in all honesty, do you think she Google searched your name and figured out you're not a writer?
Not 10 minutes into the date.
Not 10 minutes into the date.
Oh, you're right. Why would she show up for the second
one?
Yeah, that's true.
That. Okay. Okay. We won't out you. I mean, you're going to be outed at some point on your own, so can't keep up that lie for too long.
If Brooke has any more of her spiked teas, you don't know what she's going to say in this segment. But here we go. Let's call Ken's. I keep forgetting her name. Kenzak.
Yeah.
We're going to call Kenzak. Let's see what she has to say. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking to speak with Kenzak.
Sorry, who is this?
This is a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hey, Kenzak. The whole show is here.
Hey, good morning.
Is this Kenzak?
Yeah, I'm kind of busy. I don't know if what is this about?
Oh, that's okay.
Real quick.
Yeah, we're going to make this real fast. We're doing something called a second date update, and we're trying to help out one of our listeners get back in touch with you after you went on a couple dates with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if. Like, do you have a name? Who is it for?
Well, it was a few weeks ago that you last met up with him. His name's Scott. Do you remember?
Oh, you mean the guy that I blocked? Yes, I remember.
Wait, you blocked him?
Oh.
Wait, the guy from the tea shop?
The very one.
Wait a minute.
Why'd you block him?
He said you left the date, like, the second time you guys hung out 10 minutes in.
Yeah. Oh, so you talked to him.
Yeah, we have a little bit of background before we call you, just to try and figure out, like, what happened on your date. And
can I ask, like, what he told you?
Sure.
What's the bullet point recap? Two dates at tea houses separately.
Mm-hmm. The first time you guys talked for 20 or 30 minutes and seemed to really connect.
And the second one, you left after about 10 minutes because you got a text.
Right. Okay, well, so basically, I mean, I don't know if the first one was, we met at the tea house and, like, talked for a little while, and then we decided to hang out again.
Mm-hmm.
So he got to the second hang before I did and already, like, got the tea and had it on his table. So
did you think that was rude that he had already ordered without you?
I was a little surprised, but, like, it wasn't a huge, like, that's not a wasn't a deal breaker for me or anything.
That's not the reason.
Well, we're trying to help him figure out if there was some sort of issue that happened.
So basically, we chat for a few minutes, and then I turn to look up. There's, like, a menu on the wall that's, like, facing away from, it's, like, away from where I'm sitting. So I'm, like, turning away from the table and looking at the menu.
Okay.
And when I turn back around, I don't think he was, like, quite ready for me to turn back around.
Why?
What do you mean?
Because I turn around and I noticed him, like, he was dropping a blue pill into his tea.
What?
Into his own tea?
Huh?
Yeah, well, I didn't have one yet.
Oh.
With a blue pill?
Oh, the blue pill.
Wouldn't you just take it?
Blue pill?
What kind of expectations would you have at a tea date?
Well, that was kind of my question. I was like, I don't know what he's expecting to happen, but, like, that immediately threw me off.
Are you sure it wasn't, like, a sugar cube or, you know, something that maybe you...
Just a normal multivitamin, perhaps.
But why wouldn't you just take it? Why did you dissolve it in your tea?
It tastes better? I don't know.
I had all those same questions. It definitely threw me off, but I was like, maybe I didn't see what I thought I saw. Maybe it was sugar or something. So I'm, like, trying to keep the conversation going. And a few minutes later, he tells me, like, hey, like, it's so I just got the back seat of my car upholstered. We should go check it out.
Oh my gosh.
No. Just the back seat only.
How could you be so unclassy at a tea show?
The blocking is making sense now.
What, you don't believe him? You don't think he really got his car reupholstered?
Who cares?
Nobody wants to see that.
Okay.
I don't know. It was very odd, and it sounded like a line.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You never want that.
So I just... very awkwardly pretended I had a text.
I think that's a good idea.
I think we can all definitely see how that looks bad, but there is a chance that a totally logical, reasonable explanation exists for this.
Yeah, from the really honest guy.
Totally. And he just happens to be on the other line right now listening to this call. Kenzak.
What?
Sorry.
Yeah, Scott's there.
Hey, Kenzak, how's it going?
Coming in real casual.
What, did you just hear what she said?
Yeah.
Is that what you think you saw of me putting a pill in the drink?
What I think I saw?
Are you
saying, like, I don't know what I saw?
Ooh.
Well, I mean, is that what you think you saw?
Why is your voice getting higher there, man?
I think he's like trying an exit strategy right now.
Honestly, this is not really helping your case right now.
Yeah, yes, I mean, that's what I,
quote unquote, think I saw.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird. I don't know.
You don't know. You are like the worst liar.
Do you recall any of the details of like putting something into your own tea?
I mean, I wish you could just say it was a Skittle or something. Or like,
what? There's no blue Skittles.
M&M's.
Something.
I would love to hear a different explanation of what it was.
Yeah.
Just explain to us what happened.
It's interesting how long it's taken to you to get to.
What was happening in your mind, Scott?
Okay, here comes the truth. Okay. That was a truth sign. Just give it to us, Scott.
Well, it's a long story. You need a big breath to tell it.
Like one
sure.
or two Dude. Parts of the story made up so far.
Go ahead, Scott. What was going on?
I just don't know why you'd be offended by someone who just wanted to be prepared.
What?
Oh, man. That is...
Always be ready. Wow. That's my motto.
No, man, bro. You can't walk around always ready like that.
Hey, which way is a tea shop?
No.
Dude, that's so gross, man.
God, that's objectively not good date behavior.
That's such a selective thing.
And
man.
It's such a turnoff.
You know, journalists got to learn things.
Journalist?
Oh, you're back to journalism?
Okay. I thought you were a poetry writer.
I thought you were a poet.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you honest about anything, Scott?
I really did have the back seat of my car reupholstered. It's really nice back there.
Okay. He wasn't lying.
All right, well.
Why was it bad to begin with?
Like tea spills back there.
Oh, no.
I just like to treat people right. I don't know what the problem is.
All okay. right. Okay, well, it'll never happen in the back seat to treat anyone right.
Oh, man, it's pretty awkward.
We don't know that until we ask, because we always offer to send you guys out for a second date that we would pay for.
I didn't know that you saw what you saw. It was supposed to be just chill.
Herbal tea and chill.
Yeah.
I would love to hang out again if you're up for it.
Oh,
I can show you.
Absolutely not.
That's what she interrupted him.
Scott, that's going to be a no, it sounds like. I'm sorry, dude.
She saw too much.
What are you doing, man?
Also, you got there before me. Why did you wait till I got there?
I know. Stop it before you walk into the freaking shop.
Well, then she walks in. He's at like full attention. Come on.
You got to plan these things out.
You didn't.
Yeah, no.
All right. We've learned some stuff, Scott.
Yeah. Too much. I don't want to learn anymore. That's enough of a lesson.
I'm not going to a tea shop
anytime soon. That was too much tea.
Yeah, it was too much tea. The tea was too hot.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
That's the problem with people who stretch the truth.
What's
You're
that?
Riding high talking about a job that you don't even have.
Yeah.
And that the first bump in the road, suddenly you're flailing, trying to come up with an explanation for the performance-enhancing pills you've slipped into your own chamomile tea.
That's still so strange.
It's so true what Brooke keeps saying. I can be like, why not just pop the pill in your mouth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
then it's daytime at a tea shop.
It's so risky all around.
I mean, sometimes things sound good to you in your mind in the moment, and then you do it, and you're like, I was so stupid. Why did I do that?
Yeah.
It's like, if you can't get it, okay. I'm just going to go into details that I don't need to go into. I hope he learned his lesson.
Yes.
You know, that's what I hope.
That is the goal of these segments, is if we can't get you a second date, we'll at least try and get you something to work on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't put pills in your own tea.
I wouldn't say that today.
It's not new work on yourself.
It's not the message everybody needs, but at least somebody had to hear it today.
Yeah.
It's like those laws that you're like, who did this? That we have to make a rule for this.
That there's a sign in that tea shop now. No blue pills.
Yeah, one of those moments.
So make sure that you're emailing the show so we can learn more important life lessons this one.
Yeah.
And
we
call that person who isn't calling you back. And go find all sorts of life lessons for dating on our podcast at Brooke and Jeffrey, wherever you get yours.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
we went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.